It's good to see everyone. What a great God we serve. Amen. He's so good to us. So deserving of all our praise and glory and honor. And so much more. So much more. I tell you all, understanding the words of Jesus, round two, the second time we're going through it. You know, we're taking our time with it. It's understanding it. Why did he say what he said? What's the meaning behind what he said? And it's challenging. Where we at right now on the Beatitudes is challenging. Very, very challenging. So we're going to just back up. We only got a couple slides for tonight because tomorrow morning you want to be here. Trust me. Not only do you want to be here, invite somebody. Because they definitely need to hear what's going to be spoken of tomorrow. Powerful. And I'm just going to back up a few before I catch up to where Pastor stopped at. And I want to start with this one, with Proverbs 8:33 through 36. It says, "Hear instruction and be wise and refuse it not. Blessed is the man that heareth me, watching daily." So daily, this is where we start at. Not some days, not when we feel like everything is going good. Daily. "Watching daily at my gates, waiting at the post of my doors." This is that gate. This is the gate, and this is the post where a beggar, right here, poor in spirit. This is where we begin at every day. You could be going swinging good. You get to the end, come back to the gate. It's never ending. You never finish. Once you reach it, you come back. Because trust me, you're going to be going good one day, and then you're gonna get hung up somewhere. Might be merciful. We like merciful, you know. This is where we was at a few times Sunday. We still stuck right here. Merciful. What was said? Don't hang on. You're going to wear yourself out. Humble yourself. Let go. Go all the way back to the gate. Go back to the gate. Go back to that doorpost. Because it says, "Blessed is the man that heareth me, watching daily at my gates, waiting at the post of my door. For whoso findeth me, findeth life, and shall obtain favor of Yahweh. For whosoever findeth me, findeth life." Findeth that eternal life. When you find him, you find eternal life. "But he that sinneth against me wrongeth his own soul, and all they that hate me love death." Matthew 7:21 through 24. "Not everyone that saith unto me," and this is a, we was talking about this today down there eating at the restaurant, and this is a scary saying what Yeshua is saying right here. "Not everyone that saith unto me, Master, Master, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Master, Master, have we not prophesied in thy name?" And I highlighted, I think you can, yeah, you can see it. Because I wanted to really bring this out. Because they're doing all this in his name. "In the name of Yeshua, in thy name, and in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works." So this is church people doing these things. They prophesying. And who are we to think that, you know, that what we're doing. You're to question yourself, what am I doing? Am I doing enough? What I'm doing, is it enough for me to hear, welcome thy good and faithful servant, or depart from me? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew them. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. You talking about challenging? You talking about the words of Yeshua is challenging right now where we at? Therefore, whoso heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. You got to hear it and do it. Listen, I'm serious. Be here tomorrow. Whatever plans you had, cancel it. Because you're going to see what happened in Job's life. Hear it and do it. It is your birthright to possess more of the kingdom of heaven in your life and to be at peace in your life. It is your birthright. Listen, I don't want to be like Esau. Sell my birthright for a bowl of soup. You're talking about living in the kingdom of heaven to possess more of the kingdom of heaven in your life and to be at peace in your life? Who wants to sell that birthright? Who wants to give that birthright up? Poor in spirit means I am aware of my own needs and my own relationship with the Father. My own needs, my own relationship. I'm not measuring my relationship or my what I'm doing to others. Let me measure it to God, to the Father. And then you'll see where you stand at when you measure it to him. You will be just like Isaiah. Woe is me. Woe is me. So unworthy. Being poor in spirit leads to mourning. Mourning leads to meekness. And meekness leads to righteousness. 1 Peter 3:1-4. And this is really where I really was supposed to have started, but I just went back a little bit. Because you're going to see where the next couple of slides. It says, likewise, ye wives, be in subjection to your own husbands, that if any obey not the word, they also may without the word be won by the conversation of the wives. Now, listen, we're talking about, this is, you know, he's talking about wives and husbands. And Pastor gave a story Sunday about, you know, the woman and the husband had gotten this real bad argument. He storms out the house, slams the door, and she goes into that room. And he said, well, let me go hear what she's doing. Let me go see what it's all about. And he hears that prayer. Me, what can I do to change me? I know we're talking about husband and wives right here, but what about daily? What about friends? What about co-workers? You know, how you act in front of them? What about people you take fishing? What about family members? What can I do? You know, what can I do to show them? Not all what they're not doing it. They're not keeping feast days. We keeping feast days. No, what else I can do, Father? What else I can do? While they behold your chastity conversation coupled with fear. And listen, may without the word be won by the conversation. Who she's having conversation with? The Father. That's who she's having conversation with. Whose adorning, let it not be that outward adorning of plaiting the hair and of wearing of gold or putting on of apparel, but let it be hidden man of the heart in that which is not corruptible, even the ornament of a meek and quiet spirit, which is in the sight of Elohim of great price. Put on that jewel of poverty. Let that be. Don't try to fancy yourself up with the gold and the, you know, nice suits or whatever. Put on that jewel and that apparel of poverty. The meek and quiet spirit, not complaining, fighting, and arguing. And listen, this got on me. And I asked him, I said, how can You get up here, I get up here and preach when I'm dealing with these things. Because let me tell you, this happened to me and this got on me. Complaining, fighting, and arguing. In October, I just want to share this little quick thing that work, pertaining to work, you know, I got bitter because a call came from Houston, and I shared this with Pastor Duke right before Koinonia, when we was decorating for Koinonia. They dock you pay $1,000 a month. And you figure $1,000 a month, that hurts. It stings. You know, you got stuff. I got kids in high school, prom, just they right behind each other, junior and senior, sophomore and junior coming up, you know, so that $1,000 a month, it put a little sting. You gotta make some adjustment. But I made that situation bigger than who my God is. You think he didn't know that they was gonna do that? But what I did, I complained, fighting, and arguing. And when I complain, fighting, and arguing, they tell you, just last week, they said, I need you, one of the foremen said, I need you to go take a forklift class. And the first thing they always tell you is, whatever benefits the company. Well, you know what? These 4 or 5 months, I was tired of hearing what benefits the company. What about benefiting Josh? I mean, you just, and it wasn't even him. It wasn't even the foreman. It come from Houston. So he had, but I was bitter about it. And I'm like, you know what? I'm not going to take that. So I was complaining and fighting and arguing about it. And I was like, you know, I'm not going to take that. So that I didn't have poor in spirit, you know, because the Josh that they always see was a smile, coming to work, happy every morning. How y'all doing? They know me. They know what I stand for. They know that he preaches. And recently they know that, oh, well, now he's an ordained minister. He's a pastor at this church. And here he is. I'm not meek and quiet in spirit. I'm complaining, fighting, and arguing. But I thank God for grace and second chances. Because you know what I have to do? I can't wait till Friday when he comes so I can go tell that foreman, I'm sorry. I disobeyed an order that you gave me that I should have done. No, I made this problem bigger than my God. And that, this is the kind of stuff that humbles you. And I thank him that I was able to see it and able that I got a second chance to go correct this. To tell him, I'm sorry, Mr. Carey, you gave me an order and I need to do it. I should have went and done it. No questions asked. Meek and quiet in spirit, not complaining, fighting, and arguing. 1 Corinthians 10, 1 through 17. Moreover, brethren, I would not that ye should be ignorant how that all our fathers were under the cloud and all passed through the sea. I don't want you ill informed. I don't want you not to have the knowledge of what I'm about to tell you. And we're all baptized unto Moses in the cloud and in the sea. And did all eat the same spiritual meat? And did all drink the same spiritual drink? For they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Messiah. But with many of them, Yahweh was not well pleased, for they were overthrown in the wilderness. Now these things were our examples, to the intent we should not lust after evil things, as they also lusted. Neither be ye idolaters, as were some of them, as it is written, the people sat down to eat, drink, and rose up to play. I don't want y'all to be ill-informed about what your fathers did before y'all. It was for our examples. Neither let us commit fornication, as some of them committed, and fell in one day 23,000. Neither let us tempt Messiah, as some of them also tempted and were destroyed of serpents. Neither murmur, complaining, as some of them also murmured and were destroyed of their destroyer. Now all these things happen unto them for ensamples, and they are written for our admonition. They are written for our warnings, our counsels, upon whom the ends of the world are come. Wherefore, let him that thinketh he standeth take heed lest he fall. Listen, you got some that I'm going to make it. I'm good. Don't think it. Wherefore, let him that thinketh he standeth take heed lest he fall. Listen, what we just read. Haven't we cast out demons in thy name? In thy name. And what he said, I never knew you. Depart from me. 1 Timothy 1, 11 through 17. According to the glorious good news of the blessed Elohim, which was committed to my trust. And I thank Messiah Yeshua, our master, who had enabled me for that he counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry. I thank Messiah Yeshua, our master, who enabled me for that he counted me faithful. He counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry. Who was therefore a blasphemer and a persecutor and injurious, but I obtained mercy because I did it ignorantly in unbelief. And the grace of our master was exceeding abundant with faith and love, which is in Messiah Yeshua. The grace of our master was exceeding abundant with faith and love. Exceeding abundant with faith and love. It's mind blowing to know the God, the Elohim, the one who holds it all, the one who created everything. And here is little old me. And yet he wants to spend time. Yes, he wants to love me exceeding and abundant. Listen what Paul says. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all exception, that Messiah Yeshua came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. Not of whom I was, I am. That's what, when you measure yourself with God and not people, that's what you say. I am to save sinners, of whom I am chief. Oh, I'm not, they don't do Torah. We do Torah. We don't do these other holidays that they do. Don't measure up to them. He's not measuring up to other sinners, of whom I am chief. I was chief. I'm chief of all these sinners. Howbeit, for this cause I obtained mercy, that in me first Yeshua Messiah might show forth all the long suffering for a pattern to them which should hereafter believe on him to have everlasting life. And listen what he ends with. Now unto the King eternal, immortal, invisible, the only invincible, the only wise Elohim, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. The King eternal, immortal, invincible, invincible. The only wise Elohim, be honor and glory forever and ever, amen. The only wise Elohim. Holiness without brokenness, poor in spirit, will make you a legalist. Romans 7:18. For I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good things. No good thing. For to will is present with me, but how to perform that which is good I find not. For I know that in me dwelleth no good thing. A legalist is quick to be judgmental to other. A person who is poor in spirit sees their need of Elohim first. A legalist is quick to be judgmental to other. You know, like I said, well, they do it. We don't do that. We're not more holy. Don't let us not think that we're more holy than them because they're not doing what some holiday that we don't do. What about being poor in spirit? What about that? What about going to the foot of that cross daily, it said? Daily. What that Psalms 34? I will bless Yahweh at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in Yahweh. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify Yahweh with me and let us exalt his name together. I sought Yahweh and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. They looked unto him and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried and Yahweh heard him and saved him out of all his trouble. This poor man cried. The angel of Yahweh encamped round about them that feared him and delivered them. O taste and see that Yahweh is good. Blessed is the man that trusted in him. O fear Yahweh, ye his saints, and there is no want to them that fear him. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek Yahweh shall not want any good thing. But they that seek Yahweh shall not want any good thing. Come ye children, hearken unto me, I will teach you the fear of Yahweh. What man is he that desireth life and loveth many days that he may see good? Keep the tongue from evil and the lips from speaking guile. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. The eyes of Yahweh are upon the righteous, and his ears are open unto their cry. The face of Yahweh is against them that do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. The righteous cry, and Yahweh hear it and deliver them out of all their troubles. Yahweh is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and save such to be as a contrite spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but Yahweh deliver him out of them all. Many are the affliction of the righteous. Meaning, yeah, church, Christians, afflictions. Remember, Yahweh went through a lot of stuff. A lot. And he, the son, you think he got a free pass? No, he didn't get a free pass from none of those things. But a person who is poor in spirit sees their need of Elohim first. Need him every day. The poor in spirit lead people to genuine holiness. Genuine holiness. Matthew 9, 11 through 13. And when the Pharisees saw it, they said unto his disciples, why eateth your master with publicans and sinners? But when Yeshua heard that, he said unto them, they that be whole need not a physician, but they that are sick. But go ye and learn what that meaneth. I will have mercy and not sacrifice. For I am not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. Go ye and learn what that means. Listen to what he's saying. And I will have mercy and not sacrifice. Let's see what he said when he said, go learn what that meaneth. Go ye and learn what that meaneth. Hosea 6, 1 through 7. And this is the last seven verses before we get to the book of Job. This is a quick teaching because y'all going to be here long tomorrow. Come and let us return unto Yahweh, for he had torn and he will heal us. He has smitten and he will bind us up. After 2 days, he will revive us. In the third day, he will raise us up and we shall live in his sight. Then shall we know if we follow on to know Yahweh. His going forth is prepared as the morning, and he shall come unto us as the rain, as the latter and former rain unto the earth. O Ephraim, what shall I do unto thee? O Judah, what shall I do unto thee? For your goodness is as a morning cloud, and as the early dew it goeth away. Therefore have I hewed them by the prophets, I have slain them by the words of my mouth, and thy judgments are as the light that goeth forth. For I desire mercy and not sacrifice, and the knowledge of Elohim more than burnt offerings. For I desire mercy and not sacrifice. He told them, go back and learn what that means. And where he got that from, Hosea. For I desire mercy and not sacrifice, and the knowledge of Elohim more than burnt offering. But they, like men, have transgressed the covenant. There have they dealt treacherously against me. The book of Job. This is where Pastor will pick up tomorrow morning. And listen, we got 42 chapters to go through. So bring a lunch. Eat a big breakfast. If you don't want to bring a lunch, eat a big breakfast. Because, listen, I got a little insight. Because we got about 3 or 4 hours of getting of what this book of Job really meant at the restaurant. And it was, trust me, it's exciting. I was excited when I left there. Because I never seen, like he said, you when you heard about the story of the book of Job, you always, what he had, what he lost, and what he got. You didn't fit that poor in spirit up in. I can't tell you because I'm going to give his message away. I probably can't give his message away because I done forgot all what he done told me today anyway. But trust me, the book of Job, 42 chapters, you want to be here tomorrow. Very important.